Not ready yet. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Federal health officials have been saying that we can expect revised masking guidance from them. But Centers for Disease Control Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying Wednesday they're still crunching the numbers.
We are assessing the most important factors based on where we are in the pandemic, and we'll soon put guidance in place that is relevant and encourages prevention measures when they are most needed to protect public health and our hospitals.
The White House at their weekly pandemic briefing saying that they are moving toward a time when COVID isn't a crisis. Forcing school kids to wear masks in schools will soon be illegal in the state of Virginia. State lawmakers have passed, and Governor Youngkin has signed a bill that would ban school mask mandates starting the 1st of March. Inflation and the economy pushing the president's poll numbers lower.
New Quinnipiac University poll puts Mr. Biden's approval rating at just 35%. No doubt, inflation remains the top issue for those who have been surveyed, and 6 in 10 Americans say they believe the economy is actually getting worse. And disapproval for Biden is wide and deep as well. In fact, the latest Civics poll indicates the president has a negative net approval in every state in the union except for four of them: Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts, and Vermont.
Fox's Kevin Cork. The State Department says the Kremlin's claims that it's pulled back some of its troops near Ukraine's borders is Russian disinformation. And there are more troops there, not fewer. And State Department spokesman Ned Price saying,
over the past several weeks, we've also seen Russian officials and Russian media plant numerous stories in the press, any one of which could be elevated to serve as a pretext for an invasion. This could happen, we are concerned, at any time, and the world should be ready for it.
America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The truck drivers who've staged a 2.5-week-long protest in the Canadian capital of Ottawa over COVID restrictions say they expect police to move against them anytime.
For the first time in 20 days, Canadian authorities are handing out warning letters to the Freedom Convoy. The message from police: it's time to go home. Protesters say they are preparing for major police action, hearing from a police liaison that their convoy will be pushed out by tomorrow. Police on the ground are ticketing demonstrators. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the Emergencies Act was necessary. Now, police are threatening parents who bring their kids to the protest with a $5,000 fine. Some truckers throwing those tickets out, even stuffing them in a toilet right near the Capitol.
Fox's Alexis McAdams in Ottawa. Midway through his 5-year term, FAA Administrator Stephen Dixon has told President Biden it's time to go home, and he is resigning his job. Oklahoma is preparing to execute convicted killer Gilbert Postel on Thursday. He'd been convicted of shooting 4 people to death in 2005, but said he didn't remember the killings because he was high on meth. Barring court intervention, it would be the state's 4th execution since October, after a 7-year hiatus following 2 executions that went badly. A decades-old cold case murder has been marked solved in South Carolina.
A conviction in a cold case in South Carolina has resulted in a life sentence for the man convicted after DNA evidence led to his arrest. Charles Coleman this week didn't admit guilt, but his Alford plea showed he agrees he would be convicted for the March 1976 death of Elizabeth Ann Howell Wilson. The now 66-year-old was charged in October of 2020 after DNA collected from a previous conviction matched samples collected from Wilson's murder scene. He could be eligible for parole in less than 9 years because of sentencing guidelines in place at the time of the crime.
Fox's Rich Dennison, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.